And the posture to stretch, they used to carry him out.
Shashi mita shemaisim, as posture to stretch they had. He used to carry out the poor people with. For her, you are niyam is baishin, and their niyam felt very embarrassed. Is their skin of the mayor takona, she you are curl, moitsiyam, beklicha. Everybody is taken out now in a posture to coffin, a posture to bed. That's the meaning today also. You're supposed to use as posture as possible. Mevnei kvoidin shoniyam. As kovat shoniyam, you're supposed to use as posture as possible.
The
person that was maced because the sickness of Choli Amayin, he had a bad stomach disease, and the stomach smelled very bad there, so they, by him, by his vita, he used to put spices to make it smell good. Now the people that were alive, that had sick, that had their stomach problems, they realized that the reason why this mace has the smelling there, because he smelled very bad, that's why they put the psalm there. So the people that were alive that had stomach problems also were embarrassed right now. Do you have to say we smell? So the corner was under every single mace, they put psalm in. It's all covered for the people that are alive, that have this sickness, have this stomach disease, and they smell that people shouldn't realize it, so therefore they put the psalm under every mace.
If
an isha was mace and she's a nida, she was mace while she was a nida, so male her clothing became tummy, so there used to be tovel all the kelim. Now the nidas, the women that are alive, they got embarrassed, like they say that they were nidas, they were embarrassed now. So Rashi learns like this, agabi nidas mesois means, ha kelim shenishtam shabem boedim chayim, shenitlu b'giyosam, shenidim etam b'giyosam, odim kelim. That doesn't mean the clothing she's wearing when she died. Because for Shteitzah, when she died, she's a mace, so all the clothing become tummy. That means that before she was mace, the clothing she touched then, if she was a nida, all the clothing were tummy. So it used to be table those kelim. Now, the nidas that are alive, the chayim were like embarrassed, as if to say, no, she was a nida, so they felt embarrassed also. Is a skinu shiyumat filan agabe kol ha-noshim, mevnei kvoidim shom nias chayis. That the corner now was, any time a lady is mace, all the clothing that she used the last few days used to table in the mikvah. The people should not realize whether she was a nida or not a nida. They should not embarrass the nida that are alive. A man that died and he was a zov. Well, before he died, he had the zov two or three times he saw. He had this tumas, all his clothing was tummy. For yuzovin chayim is baishin. And then the men that were zovin right now, they got embarrassed as if to sell it. This person that was mace was a zav. That's why they're toivol. They're putting all his clothing in the mikvah, so it embarrassed them also. There's a skinu to the mea takono, shiyo matvilo nagabi akil, mevnei kvodim shel zovin chayim. The mea takono now know any man that's mace also, the meaning was, to be toivol all the kelim that he used before he was mace, in order not to embarrass the people that are alive that are zovin. For rishoyne hoisoy tsoyes hameis kosher lekroivov, yoisim em misosoy. The beginning, right, says people used to dress them up, the on the minks, but fancy tux in fancy suits, used to dress up the mason, a few hundred dollars, used to cost a lot of money. And it was hard for the Kroivim to take care of the expenses more than the whole Misa. It bothered them more, the expenses they had, more than the whole fact that their Kroiv died. The Kroivim ran away from the mace. It was too expensive to take care of him. So they used to push it, run away from the mason. Gamliel was knowing upon himself, he left the tzavor, that he was, that when he was going to die, that you know what, just dress him in. Dress him in poshul tachrichim, in poshul flax clothing. That was the minig afterwards, lotzes b'kli pishtun. They don't put any more their fancy suits, they don't dress them up anymore, they put on poshul tachrichim. And number of papa v'idna nog alma today. What is the meaning? Afilu b'tzada bazuza. The cheapest clothing you can get, even $1 clothing, that's what you put on him. Like we do b'zman is there. Tachrichim is supposed to be very cheap. The cheapest things you can put on him. That was the meaning to put on mesim, in order the kohen should not feel that bad about the expense and more care about taking care of the mace. Rashi says, Yikosh l'kroivov, v'tachrichim toivim. The meaning was to dress them up very nice. It was very expensive to find a good suit. So Mestam, they used to run away. So the meaning was to use Pashto, Bazud Rashi, Hanikne Bezuz. Something very cheap, that's what you should put on now. Tachrichim is supposed to be very cheap. Right. Ein manichin esamita b'rechoy. We say in Cholomoy, you don't leave the mace outside of the main street. Not to be marvel, people should not say a lot has paid him. Omar Rav Popo ein moed mifnei Talmud Chochem. For a Talmud Chochem, that's nice. There's no din like Chol HaMoed, then you're allowed to say a spade, even on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to say a spade for Talmud Chochem. So Kol Shechen Chanuk or Purim, the same thing applies if you died on Chanuk or Purim, you could say a spade for Talmud Chochem, even on Chanuk and Purim. V'hani mili b'forim, there's only if the mace is there, in front of the Talmud Chochem himself. Ha'av shloi b'forim of loi, but not in front of him, after you buried him already, later you want to come back to say a spade him, that you can't do. Only in front of the Talmud Chochem himself. For the more ain't not that way. For Rav Kana Saftei, for Rav Zvid min Adoi, before the horror that Rav Kana said a hespid when Rav Zvid was nifter in Adoi, and he said it in Pum Nahura, a different place. Rav Zvid was nifter in Adoi, and he said the spade him someplace else, and it was one of these times, either it was Chol HaMoed or Chanukah Purim. So you see, you could say a spade him even not in front of the mace himself. Amar Rav Papi Yom Shemua Hevei. The pshat was that Rav Kana Bechlau wasn't there b'shas he died. This was the day first when Rav Kana first heard that Rav Zvid was nifter. It was Yom Shmua, the day he heard about it. Okay, before Nevdomi, and the first day, the first second you hear about that he was mace, that tsar is so great, that's as if the mace is right in front of you. And therefore at that time he was allowed to say hesped, even on Chol HaMoed or Chanukah Purim. Omar Ula hesped alev. What does hesped really mean? It's supposed to hit the heart. That's what hesped means. Alev. The Siddur Pasuk says, Al Shadayim Soifton, Al Shadayim Soifton is on your breast, on the heart. That's what the Hesped is. Rashi says, Al Lev means, Mitafeya Knegalev. You hit yourself next to the heart. Hesped, they say. You start hitting yourself near the heart. Tipuach, what does Tipuach means? That's Biyad. You clap your hands like. Rashi Chayfetz Yad Zul Zeh. Also, Mashas Hesped, you clap your hands. Not as lift, but here I'll take a crying. Kilos beregel. That's a way of banging your feet. Shashi maga ragle bekarka. You bang your feet on the ground because of the tsar. Torah rabbonin. Hamekales leikalas besandal. You should not bang with wearing sandals. El baman only with shoes. But nei asakona. So sakona to bang with sandals. You shouldn't bang with sandals. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Ovel by an oval when you're sitting shiva. Kiven shenina roishay. When the oval shakes his head as if to say leave. You can leave already. Shuvain menachmin. Then Shuv Ein Menachmim Rishoyin Leishavetzli. Then the people came to Menachem Ovel, shouldn't stay there anymore. Shrashi, Kishenira Shenichem Yatzmai. When the Ovel like had enough already, he feels Menuchem ready, then the people should leave. When like he shakes his head, it's time to leave, you should leave. V'yomer Reb Yechanan, Hakil Chayovim Lamoid Mifnei Nosi. Everybody has to stand up in front of a Nosi. If a Nosi is there, comes by you, everybody has to stand up. The Nosi was given was the highest position in Klal Yisrael. Either was a Melech, Bashas Tad the Melech, or else later on, wherever the Nosi was the highest. Chutz me Yavo b'chayla. A novel doesn't have to stand up. He's taught from giving cover to a novel, to a Nosi. Nua did a chayla, a person that's sick also can't stand up. He has this p'tur. V'yom Reb Yechanan. L'chol aymrim lehem shmu. When the Nosi, somebody, the people are standing up, you tell them all to sit down. Chutz meyavo b'chayla. You don't tell an oval to sit down, you don't tell a chayla to sit down. They can do what they want. Shrash l'chol oimim shvu. Ki shem den l'fnei anosi. After everybody stood up for the Nosi, you tell them all to sit down. But not an oval, not a chayla. They don't have to act like other people. Om rav yudu am rav. Ovel yom rishon osa lecha lecha mishaloi. A novel, the first day, or at least we pass them, is the first Suda, when you come home from the Beisak forest, the first Suda you have, you're not allowed to eat from your own food. That's called Suda Savro, somebody else has to bring you the food. V'diyom le rachmon yecheskel, as the Kodesh Baruch Hu told yecheskel, v'lechem anoshim lo toichel, that you should not eat food from other people. And that was the chiddush, like, why not? Mashma, other people are not allowed to eat their own food. So Hashem is telling yecheskel, you have a different halacha. You are not supposed to eat other people's food. But for everybody else, the din of a novel is just the opposite. You're not allowed to eat your own food, you have to eat somebody else's food. Rabbah, Rab Yosef, Mechalfi, so the Sayyid Ladodi. They made up that when Rabbah was a novel, so Rab Yosef brought him to Suda. And later, when Rab Yosef became a novel, Rabbah brought him back to Suda. That's alright. The Yom Rab Yudam Arav, Meis Pe'ir, Kol B'Neir, Asurim Bastir Samlocha. Somebody died in the city, there's no Hever Kaddish in the city, so it's mutlif on everybody in the city to take care of the mace. And everybody has to stop working, you have to take care of this mace. Rav Hamnuna Ikloy Lidrumusa. He came to the city. Shoma Kel Shipura, the Shikhva, he heard the Shaifa that somebody died. And Chaz is still Yisua Hanachin Shi the Kwaab the Avidator. He saw some people still doing work in the town that day. Omalu,
So he said to them, Rav Amnuna said to them, Lehevi hanachin shi b'shamtoi, I put a curse upon you. You should be in Shamtoi. Lehshchivi hika b'mosa, isn't there someone that died today in the city? So how can you do in work? Or Mulei, they told back to him, Chavurta hika b'mosa, there's a chevra kadisha here. There's a special chabur of people to take care of Mason. Or Mulei, he said back to them, Yehochi shari, look who, if so, then it's muta, then you're allowed to do work. Now, the main thing is, people should be taking care of the mace. So if you have people set aside to take care of the mace, then the rest of the people are allowed to do their work. If somebody feels very bad, it hurts them a lot, too much, more than you're supposed to for your mace, it's not nice. Is our mace, achar hu boicha. You should know, you may have to cry for another mace. It's not nice. You have to realize everything comes from Hashemayim, Hashem is the Father, Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach, Hashem gives, Hashem takes away. Good, you're supposed to see, you're supposed to feel bad, but not too much. If you feel bad too much, like the Kofer and Hashem, that's bad for you, that maybe you'll have another mace. And that's what happened here. Who is happened by a lady? Who is saw a certain lady? Tevi Bishavusa, the Rav Huna. She was in the vicinity, she was a neighbor of Rav Huna. Hevi Lo Shiva Vini, she had seven sons. Mesech Benai, one of them died. Heavy called Bachia Biaserta. Oleh, she was crying for a long time. She kept on crying. In Sholach Lo Rav Huna. Rav Huna sent a message to her and told her, Loi Savdi Hochi, don't do this. Don't cry so long. It's after the man of Elis already. Loi Askucha Bei, she didn't listen to him. Sholach Lo, so he sent back a second time to her. It's Isis Mutri. If you listen to me, you'll be alright. Vi Loi, if you're not going to listen to me, if you can still keep on crying, Tzavdi Zavdi Solidach, you're going to have to prepare Tachricha for your next son. And that's what happened. Miss Okulu, she didn't listen, and the second son died, till all seven sons died. Lisaif at the end, oh my Lord, she said back to him. She still sent back to her. Is Timush Zadus al Nashacha. You should not even keep on crying. You better prepare Tachricha for yourself. Omisin, she died also. So that's this engineer that after Mason die, you will soon sit as a man to cry 3-7 days, but more than that, you're not supposed to take it to heart more than that. Pasuk says, "Al tifku lemeis, don't cry over meis. Be al tinoidu, don't mourn, groan, loy. Al tifku lemeis means yoisu medai, don't cry more than you're supposed to. You have to know it's min hashemayim. Be al tinoidu lo yoisu mekashir, and don't mourn, groan more than this year is. Hakeit said, what's talocha? Shloishu yom lubchi. The first 3 days, those are called bchi. Those are the worst days of the avelis. Those are days of crying." Vishiva the Hespit, and 7 days you keep on saying Hespedim. Ushloishal Nagias Latasburs. Then the next 30 days is Alocha not to wear ironed out clothing, Utasburs not to take a haircut. For 30 days. Mikan Vielach after 30 days, Omar Kodesh Vohu. Iatem Rachimim Bo Yosimimenu. Don't have more Rachmanis than I do. Like that's it. Shloishim, that's the Indian of Avelis. By parents, you have within Yud Beis Chodesh. But you have the mesim, it's shleishim, you have the shleishim, that's it. Bechul bochul hoylech, the pasuk says. You should cry for somebody that goes. Omer Rav Yehuda lo hoylech v'lei bonim. That means somebody dies without children, then there's something really to cry about. He didn't leave over anybody behind. And Yehoshua ben Levi, lo yozo levei aveli, never went to Machan, he never went to Beis Ovel. Elo leman di yozo b'lei b'ni. Only to a person that was niftan, then didn't leave over any children. The pasuk says, bochul bechul hoylech. Cry for somebody that goes, which means without children. Ki lo yashuvoy, he's not going to return anymore. Veroya seres malato, he's not going to be able to see his birth, means he doesn't have any children. Rav Huna Omar, zesh over avera. It means somebody did an avera v'shana bon, did it twice already. That's called ki lo yashuvoy, he won't return to him, he won't do tshuva anymore. The person did the avera once and twice, that's bad. And Rav Huna, the time Rav Huna goes according to his shita. The yom Rav Huna, Kivon she'over odam avera v'shana bo. Somebody did an avera once, and he did it a second time. Hutraloi. It's as if it's mutter. He thinks he's allowed to do it from now on. For the Gemara, hutraloi sakotaitach, and you really think you're allowed to do it. It's still an avera. If you did it once or twice, it doesn't give you permission to do it more. Ela Rabuna means like this. Eima say nasis loiketer. To he himself, to you yourself, you're talking into yourself, and now it's mutter, I'm not doing anything wrong. The first time we do an avera, it bothers you. You know you did something wrong. The second time also. When you did it two, and the Bashreitz, Bal Musa say, the Bashreitzach, you do it 300,000 or 400,000 times, then for sure it's Mamash Mutta Gomer, and it becomes you think it's Mutta. Well, that's bad. Omer Rebbe Levi. Ovel Shloisha Yomer Rishonim, Yira Satsmoy, Kilo Cheru, Vanakas Levin, Shteya Koysov. The first 3 days when you're sitting Shiva, you have to feel very big, you're not going to be afraid, as if the Malach HaMochus is still around, as if a knife, the sword, is still Ben Shtar Yakosef. The Ksefer, should be Shtar Ksefer, in between your two shoulders. Mishloi Shrat Shiva, from the third day until the end of Shiva, Kilu Menachas Loi Kinek, the Bekeren Zovis. Is that the Malach HaMochus is still around your house, but he's on the side in the Keren Zovis. Mikan Vielach, after 7 days, Kilu Averis Kinek, the Beshuk. Sounds like he's not in the house anymore, he's only outside in the shuk. But there is such an Indian to be afraid during Shiva. And Tosa says, you have to be afraid like he's going in front of you in the streets, ad Yud Beis Chodesh, until 12 months. 12 months you have to be afraid of the Malach HaMochus. Loch Yisub Yerushalmi, kol Shiva, hacherif Yishlufa, ad Shloish Shemir Rufefes, liyachud Beis Chodesh, yichazeres l'lefarim. After 12 months and it goes back to normal. Right. You never let the women, when Isha is mace, you don't leave the body outside, the urine outside, it's not covered. Amri Nadoi. It's only said an Isha that died during